Neste mundo. Ok? Akaltu nisfa dajaja. What did you say? Akaltu, I ate. What did you eat? Nisfa dajajatin. Half of the chicken. Nisfa dajajatin. I ate half chicken. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Man, inshallah. Now, al kalimatul jadidatu. Miknasatun. Jama makanisu. What is the pattern of makanisu? Mafa'ilu. Remember that pattern. It's a very important pattern. Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Masajidu. Very good. Mafa. Very important pattern, brother. And Makkah Nisu. Always when you come across this pattern, remember in your mind, Mafa'il or Masajid, one thing, okay, inshallah. Sulamun. Same thing, Salalimu. Are you with me? Salalimu. Manaratun. Again, same thing, Manairu. Are you with me? Look at the pattern. Nazaratun, Nazaratun. What is the Jama? Nazaratun. Okay. Nazaratun. Ajalatun. Ajalun. Ajalatun. Ajalun is your Jama. Brother, lihyatun, that is your the beard. What is the jama? Liha. You won't say lihan, but you will say liha. Inshallah. Suratun, suwarun. Are you with me? Write down next to it, brother. Suratun with seen. This is suratun with swad, suratun, picture. Write down with seen, suratun, next to it. What is the suratun? Chapter of the Quran. So what will be the plural of suratun? Suwarun. What will be it? Suwarun. Chapters. Suwarun. Same thing. Suwarun. No, no. The swad, with swad is picture. And with seen is the chapter of the Quran. Surah of the Quran. Why I am telling you this, brother, so that you have one extra vocab in your pocket. Okay? Fine. Iza'atun, radio station. Jama, Iza'atun. Brother, what is Iza'atun? Jama, Muannas, Salim. You will always say Atun. You'll open your mouth for laddu. Are you with me? You didn't get it. Okay. Okay. Fine. Alin. Now, what is Alin, brother? It is like Galin. Remember? Alin. Okay. We will learn this. What is Muannas? Aliyatun. Remember Galin? What is Muannas Galin? Galiyatun. Same way. We are going to learn in book 3 all these nouns, you know. Okay, brother. Sabunun. What is sabunun? I love ule soap. Or maybe you are using some very special one. Okay. Al-barihata. What is al-barihata? Zarfu zaman. What is it? Zarfu zaman. Sahi? Adverb of time. Mulawwanun. Mulawwanun. What is the meaning? Colored. Colored. Asirul. Asirul. What is asirul, brother and sister? Juice. Yes. Burtuqalun. Sabahun. What is it, brother?
Morning.
No. in order to be zarf, it has to be sabahan. So it's morning, you know. Quratul qadami. Quratul qadami. Fine. Soccer. Yes. And quratus sallati. Basketball. Nisfun. Masha. Mashallah. You know he walked. Brother. Masha. Kamtuhunna with Masha. Mashaina. After Mashaina. Mashaita, Mashaituma, Mashaitum, Mashaiti, Mashaituma, Mashaitunna, Mashaitu, Mashaina. So remember that, okay, brother? Akhaza. Can we say Akhaza in Mahdi quickly? Akhaza, Akhaza, Akhazu, Akhazat, Akhazata, Akhazna, Akhasta, Akhastuma, Akhastum, Akhasti, Akhastuma, Akhastunna, Akhastu, Akhazna. Huwa, Hiya, Ana, Akhastu. Anta akhasta. Nahnu akhazna. Anti akhasti. Hum akhazu. Hunna akhazna. Antum akhastum. Antunna akhastunna. Very good. Wada'a. He placed. Ready? Can we do quickly? Wada'a. Wada'a. Wada'u. Wada'at. Wada'ata, wada'ana, wada'ata, wada'atuma, wada'atum, wada'ati, wada'atuma, wada'atunna, wada'atu, wada'ana. He, wada. She, I, wada'atu. You, masculine. You, feminine. Wada'ati. We, wada'ana. Got the idea, brother? Inshallah. Next one. Wajada. Brother, once you know one, you know all. Wajada, wajada, wajadu, wajadat, wajadata, wajadna, wajatta, wajattuma, wajattum, wajatti, wajattuma, wajattunna, wajattu, wajadna. Huwa, hiya, anta, wajatta, ana, wajattu, anti, wajatti, nahnu, wajadna, antum, wajattum, hum, wajadu, hunna, wajadna. Inshallah, you'll keep it in mind, brother. Bahtha an. So an has to come with bahtha. He searched for something or about something. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Adathu thaminu. Lesson number 8. What is lesson number 8, brothers and sisters? Halwa puri. Absolutely halwa puri, brother. You know, because you know everything so far. You have worked very hard with verbs. And you have, to some extent, mastered it. So it's very easy. What is on top, brothers and sisters? Al-Mufrad and then Al-Jama'ah. Okay. Now, then we come to Mudhakkar and Mu'annas, Al-Ghaib, Al-Mukhatab and Al-Mutakallim. What is Al-Ghaib? Third person. Al-Mukhatab, second person. Al-Mutakallim, third person. Very good, brother. Now, these are all Jumla Ismiya. Can you see? Amidun Zahaba. What kind of a sentence is this? It's Jumla Ismiya. Why do you say Jumla Ismiya? Because the sentence began with a noun. So, where is our Mubtada? Where is our Khabar? What is Zahaba? Zahaba is Jumla Failia. Are you with me? Zahaba is your Jumla Failia. Very good. So, Hamidun Mubtada. And where is our khabar? Zahaba. Complete sentence. Zahaba is fail. Where is the file? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Yadullu ala hamid. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Now, hamidun wa hashimun wa aliyun. Then what will you say? Zahabu. Zahabu. So Zahabu is your khabar. Where is the file? Wow. Right. Muannas. Aminatu Zahabat. Are you with me? So Aminatu is your Mubtada. Where is your Khabar? Zahabat. Is that a complete sentence? Yes. Where is the verb? Zahaba. And what is next to it? Tautanisi. And where is the file? Mustatir. Takadiruhu Hiya. Yadullu ala Amina. MashaAllah. Aminatu wa Zainabu wa Maryamu Zahabna. Come on, give me a break. We know it, inshallah. Huh? This is, I told you it's easy, brother. Nah, muhatab, anta, zahabta. Same, anta is mubtada, and zahabta is your khabar. Where is the verb? Zahab, with sukun. Zahab, and where is the file? Ta, you know. Antum, zahabtum. Got the idea? Muannas, anti, zahabti. Antunna, ana, nahnu. Come on, give me a break. Alhamdulillah, we know it, huh? With confidence. Now, this is another halwa puri, brother. We have to now use zahaba in different forms. With keeping the file in front of us by looking at the sentence. Okay, brother, I think there is a typo there. Aina tullabul jududu. Have you got jududu? Jadidu? It cannot be jadidu. Tullabu. Aina tullabul jududu. Are you with me? Aina tullabul jududu. Correct? It cannot be jadidu. Tullabu is a jama, akil, so it has to be jududu. Now, what will be our answer, brother and sister? Zahabu, mashallah. Very good, very good. Brother, only zahaba. All of you should score 100%. And if you make one mistake, then definitely you deserve to bring samosas. One dozen samosas. Nahnu zahabna. We know it, alhamdulillah. Now, ya ikhwani. Who are these ya ikhwani? These are the brothers, masculine, in front of you. So what will you say? Aina zahabtum, mashallah. Aina zahabtum ba'da darsi ya ikhwani. Very good. Ya abi. Now, ya abi is, your father is in front of you. That's why you say ya abi. How will you say? Aina? No, you say ah. What will you say here? Azhabta ila suki al-yawma. Al-yawma is your zarf. Ya Abi. Now it is ana. Ana ma zahabtu ila al-maktabati al-yawma. I did not go to the library today. Okay, brother. Ummi zahabat. Ummi zahabat. Ya banati. They are in front of you. And it is mu'annas. So what will you say? Azhabtunna li ziyarati khalati kunna. Li ziyarati khalati kunna. How many words are there, brother? Li ziyarati khalati kunna. Four. Li harf jar. Ziyarati ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf. Khalati mudaf ilayhi. Wa huwa mudaf. And then kunna mudaf ilayhi. MashaAllah. Very good. Akhi. Zahaba akhi. MashaAllah. Zahaba akhi. Where is the file? Akhu. Wa huwa mudaf. In ya mutakallam, mudaf li. Akhawati. My sisters. They are not in front of me. Akhawati zahabna. Akhawati zahabna. Ilal kulliyati. MashaAllah. Ya Aisha. What will you say to Aisha? Because she's in front of you. Ya. When you say ya, it means she's in front of you. Ya Aisha, azahabti ilal madrasati. Okay, fine. Wasn't it easy, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. We could understand and do it without any difficulty. 5 minutes, we can do it, brother. If we keep this speed, then by midnight tonight, we'll finish the book. Okay. Okay, brother. Now, akmil jumla al-atiyata. Now, you have to complete the sentence by putting suitable verbs. Now, this is the real test. Now, you have to now have your vocabs handy. Ya, see how you should read the sentence. First, figure out whom you are addressing. Ya Muhammad. Got the idea? So it means he is in front of you. and he is a muzakkar. Fine. And now al-adhana. Okay. What do you do with adhan? So what will you say? Asamiyata. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. May Allah increase you in knowledge. Brothers and sisters, that was excellent. May Allah increase you in knowledge. All of us, inshallah. Quratas salati. Brother, what do you do with basketball? You play. So what will you say? Nahnu laibna. Nahnu laibna. You got the idea? Alhamdulillah. See, now you are forming sentences. Isn't it wonderful, brother? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ya ummi. So who's ummi? She's in front of you. She's a monas, okay? So what will you say? Kumsani and manadili. What do you do with that? Wash. So what will you say? Gasalti. Huh? Very good, mashallah. Now, brother, al-mudarrisu. What does mudarris do? Huh? No, here is ala saburati. What do you do? What will you say? Kataba. Kataba al-mudarrisu. Darsa mafulun bihi ala saburati. Fine. Okay, brother, what do you do with bab al-fasli? I fatahtu. You can say. But then we have nawafil that you don't enter from windows. Okay, ana fatahtu baba. See now, isn't it wonderful, brother? Now you can feel it is baba. Nothing else but baba. Why? Mafulun bihi. Why mafulun bihi? Because the verb is transitive. Mutaaddi. It needs mafulun bihi. Otherwise, you don't get complete sense out of it. Wa hamidun wa hishamun wa bilalun fatahu an nawafi za. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Ya banati. No, they are in front of you. Now, darsal, jadida, what do you do with new lessons? You can say that also. What will you say? Akaratunna, akaratunna. Or what is another choice? Fahimtunna. Did you understand the new lesson? MashaAllah, very good. Brother, zamilati, zamilati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Zamilati. Now, they are not in front of you. And they are muannas, they are plural. Zamilati kharajna. Because min came, so kharajna minal. Firstly, badad darsi. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Brother, this is where you can see the fruits of your labor. Are you with me? That in less than 2 months, you are able to understand the sentences and put proper verbs without any mistakes. This is quite an achievement in 2 months, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, it is all due to your hard work. Okay, inshallah. Now, what do you do with Quran? Ya abna'i. Who are they? They are in front of you. And they are mudakkar. What you will say? Aqaratumul Qur'an. Remember? Qaratumul Qur'an. Ba'da salatil fajri. Ya abna'i. MashaAllah. What do you do with Surah Rahman? So, Akhi Hafiza. Akhi Hafiza. Only because my brother, he memorized. Fine. Okay, brothers and sisters. An has come. Ana bahastu. Are you with me? Ana bahastu an qalami walakinnani ma wajattuhu. I searched for my pen, but I could not find it. This sentence, brother, who's counting the killing of the snakes? Okay, man katala, and what will you say? Hadihil hayya ta. هذه is your مفعولٌ به and الحيّة is your بدل. بدل ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Okay, what do you do with coffee? You drink. And who are you addressing? Maryam. She is in front of you. What will you say? أشربتِ القهوة؟ أشربتِ القهوة يا مريم؟ Did you drink the coffee, ya Maryam? Of course, ya Maryam. Of course, ya Maryam. But kahwata mafulun bihi. Zumala'i. Zumala'i. We are talking about third person. Zumala'i akalu with waw. Akalu with waw. Al-maw za. And what I ate? Wa ana akaltu inaba. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Number 14, brothers and sisters. Fatimatu bintaha bil asha. What do you do with this stick? What kind of a verb will you use? Darabat. Darabat Fatimatu. And what will happen to bintaha? Bintaha. Brothers and sisters, in one of my classes, I had Sister Fatima. You know, and she was very unhappy. She strongly protested. She said, Brother Asif, change this sentence. I cannot stand this sentence in the book. It's not nice that Fatima hit her daughter with a stick. Change it. I said, okay, Sister Fatima, let us say, Ma darabat. Are you with me? Write down. Ma, in order to respect Sister Fatima, Ma darabat Fatimatu bintaha bilasa. What will be the translation? Ma darabat Fatima did not hit her daughter with the Okay? I can never forget this, you know. I saw the seriousness on her face. She was very upset. You know, she said, how can Fatima hit her daughter with a stick? No way. Number three. What is number three, brothers and sisters? Halwa puri. You know it. See, all the things that we did about fial file. Now Dr. Abdurrahim is explaining us. And you will be able to understand very beautifully. Okay, zahaba into bracket. What is zahaba equal to? Fial. And where is the file? Damirun mustatirun. Got the idea, brother? Do we know this? Of course we know it. Zahabu. Where is the fial? Where is the fial? Fial. Zahaba. Put waw there also. Put waw, zahabu. See, vowel sign has not been given, but put vowel sign there. Brother, put the vowel sign on the first, zahaba. And on the next one, you will write down, zahabu with dhamma. Okay? Fear. And waw is the file. Are you with me, brother? You will write down like this. No. Where is the fial? It is zahabu. Why we say bu? Because of waw. Zahabu. Okay, fine. Now, what is the next one? Zahabat. Where is the verb? Zahaba. Put properly zahaba on it. Okay. And what is ta? Alamatu ta'anisi. What is the alamatu ta'anisi means? The sign of femininity. Alamatu means sign. Where is the file? Damirun mustatirun. Very good. Zahabna. Brother, where is the fi'l? Zahab with sukun. Write down with sukun. So that you know the verb is now has a lam kalima has a sukun. In zahabu, lam kalima had a dhamma. In the rest of them, we had lam kalima with fatha. And now the lam kalima has a sukun. Okay? We are going to learn more about this in detail at the end of book 2. Okay, Zahabna, verb is Zahab. And what is, where is the file? Noon. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? No. Zahabta, where is the fi'l? Zahab. And where is the file? Zahabtum. Now here, as I had told you before, brothers and sisters, for the sake of simplicity, we say tum is our file, for the sake of simplicity. But when we go in detail, the file is two. And what does this mean? Alamatul Jamaa. It makes more sense. But I didn't want to tell you all this in the beginning. It would have confused you. Huh? Too many things coming together would have caused indigestion. But now we can understand. But I will still tell you, for the sake of simplicity, you can still say, Tum is the file. But then, truly speaking, the file is two. And the meme is, Alamatu Jama. Sign of Jama. Fine. Zahabti, you know where the file is and where the file is. Can you imagine? We started doing this in book one, lesson number four. And we prepared ourselves. And now it is coming in front of us and we can very well appreciate and understand. In just one reading, we know everything. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, Zahabtunna. Where is the verb? Zahab with sukoon. What is tu is your real file. And what is noon? Alamatu jama. Well, but I again tell you for simplicity, just let us say tunna is file. Okay. Zahabtu, where is the fi'l? Zahab with sukoon. Lam kalima, sukoon. Third radical, sukoon. Fi'l. And tu is your file. Zahabna. Fi'l is zahab. Where is the file? Na. Of course we understand. The only thing missing is the duals. Four duals. So don't worry about it. Because it is coming later on in the lesson. Ayyin file. Specify the file. Ayyin fa'ila. And what follows? No, brother, this is not even a jalebi. This is half of a jalebi. Okay? Ready, everybody? Kharashtu, where is the file? File. Tu. Jalasna, where is the file? Samiyati, where is the file? Sharibtunna. Tunna. Or tu, whatever say. Dakhalu, where is the file? Wow. Hafizna. Noon, Hafizna, noon. Akaltum, tum. Fataha, where is the file? Mustatir. Fahimtunna, tun. Katapta, kasalat, mustatir, mashallah. Laibu, wow. Dakhala, mustatir. Darabat, mashallah, mashallah. Minad damairi, muttasilati. What is the muttasilati means? Attached. 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 Write down the word attached there. Min harfjar, dama'iri is your isma majrur. And what is muttasilati? Naat. Al muttasilati naat. But damir is singular. What is plural? Dama'ir. Why is this ta marbuta here? In the naat. Kullu jama mu'annas. Because of kullu jama mu'annas. Very good. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize something here. I hope you will remember and you won't forget. But if you forget, I'll be repeating it many times, inshallah, during our sessions. In the halat of rafa, you know, when the noun is marfu. And as we know, file is always marfu. Are you with me? File is always marfu. Okay? So, all these damair, when they are coming with file, what are they? Alif, Muthanna, Vav, Ta, Tumatum, Ti, Tumatunna, Tuna, these are all files. But they are damir. So, What are they? Are they mansub, majrur, marfu? Marfu. Remember, they are marfu. Now we understand, as we do in the morning, huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. They are also marfu. So there are two kinds of marfu pronouns. Are you with me? How many kinds of? Two kinds of pronouns which are marfu. How we differentiate them? One is munfasil and one is muttasil. Remember this, brother. So huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, all of them are marfu, but they are munfasil. They are you with me? They are detached. And where are the muttasil damair, which are marfu? What did you say? Where are the marfu damair, which are muttasil? No, you missed the boat. Those are either mansub or majroor. Remember? Those form who, huma, hum, ha, huma, hunna, ka, kuma, kum. Either they are damair, they are muttasil, but either they are majroor or they are mansub. But I am talking about muttasil damair, which are marfu. Where are they? They are there in the verb. What are they? Tatituma. You know, where are they? It is alaf musanna. Are you with me? And waw. Let's do zahaba. Zahaba. Where is the file? Zahaba. Where is the file? What is this alif? It is a damir. Is it munfasil, muttasil? Muttasil. So if somebody asks you, which is the muttasil damir, which is marfu, what did I say? Muttasil damir, which is marfu, and that is with the verb. In the form of alif, waw, ta, tuma, tum, ti, tuma, tunna, tu, na. Are you with me? All of them are marfu, but they are muttasil. So now you know the marfu damir. What did I say? Marfu damir. It comes in two forms. Form number one, munfasil. What are they? Huwa, huma, hum. All of them. And they are either muttasil. Who are they? Alif, waw, ta, tumatum, noon, niswa, all of them. So will you be able to remember this? I ask you a question. Tell me the two forms of damair which are marfu. What will be your answer? One form is munfasil. What are, and then you describe. And then you will describe other form which is muttasil. And which is that form? Alif, waw, nunu, niswa, ta, tumatum, ti, tumatunna, tuna. These are damair marfu. Are you with me? Either they are muttasil or they are munfasil. No, this is advanced, brother. We could not do this in the earlier stage. But right now you are ready for it. And this will come again in book 3 in detail. But you will know it. It's very easy. Do not confuse this form of ta-tumatum with hu, huma, hum, ha, huma, hunna, ka, kuma, kum, ki, kuma, kuna. Do not confuse them. Because those are either majroor form or mansoof form. When you put them with inna, and akhwatu inna, they are mansub form. And when they come with the verb, they are also man fatah al baba. What will you say? Ana fatah tu. And then who? Are you with me? So tu is damir. What kind of a damir is this? Marfu. Why marfu? It is a file. And what kind of a damir is who? It's mansub. Are you with me? It is mafulun bi. This is what you should understand. Just keep this in mind. Ana fatahtu hu. Hal fatahtu hu? Did you open it? Hal fatahti hi? Did you open it? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So remember those two are separate. Do not get confused. I will be repeating it later on, inshallah. But I'm sure you will understand and you will not forget this. Fine, brothers and sisters. Min damair muttasilati, muttasilati, atau the ta. Are you with me? The ta. Where is the ta, brother? Zabta, ti, tu, tum, tunna. These are all ta. Are you with me? Are they marfu or mansub? Marfu. Why? They are file. They are file. Very good. Wow, kama fi zahabu. Where is the file? Wow. Is it marfu? Is it muttasil, munfasil? Muttasil. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Noon kama fi zahabna. Are you with me? What is this noon here? It is a marfu. It is a damir. And it is a file. Why it is marfu? Because it is a file. Fine. Na kama fi zahabna. What is na? That is your damir. Which means we. Are you with me? So this is a damir. Is it muttasil or munfasil? Muttasil. It is attached. No. What kind of a damir is this? Is it mansub or marfu? Why? It's a file. That's all we need to know and need to remember. This will help you throughout your study and throughout your life. It will help you to understand, inshallah. Brother and sister, this kind of understanding is so vital, so very vital in order to understand Quran beautifully. Most of the people whose mother tongue is Arabic, they don't understand this. And the similar case is with us. We speak English, but we don't know the grammar, you know. So, and the problem with our brothers from Middle East is that their language has been ruined by they are using more colloquial, you know, tongue than Fusha. They have been kept away. Somebody has kept them away from the language of the Quran. I mean, in everyday life, they don't use the language of the Quran. And it used to be like that. For 1,000 years, Arabic was the language of education. Even the Europeans, when they came to Middle East to study, they had to learn Arabic. Just like people who go to West to learn, they have to learn English. But then for 1,000 years, everybody had to learn Arabic in order to learn more, do higher studies, you know. So unfortunately, I call colloquial language a polluted Arabic. Would you like to drink polluted water? No. So this language has been polluted. But inshallah, someday Muslims will, inshallah, all speak Fusha. I don't know whether I told you or not. You know Sheikh Gulsher from Guyana. You have the CDs. You can hear his voice if you have the CDs. You know, Sheikh Gulsher was a brilliant scholar. I had the honor of meeting him and talking to him many, 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 many times. You know, he was a real, real pioneer in Guyana. He spent, I don't know how many years, he went to Middle East in 1969, he went to Makkah and Medina, and then studied. And he also married a lady from there, and in his home everybody speaks Arabic, you know. And he did a lot to spread Arabic, you know. And he used to tell me, Brother Asif, I have a dream. These are his words. I have a dream, you know. No matter whatever be your mother tongue. Be your mother tongue English, Urdu, Bengali, Somali, Farsi, Punjabi, Soheli, or Chinese, whatever your language be, or Russian, that's fine, he said. But as a Muslim, your second language should be Arabic. So that when Muslim meets Muslim from different countries, they can communicate. And he said, this is my dream. You know, I was really touched by his thoughts. I say, Ya Allah, make it happen one day. Because it will unite all the Muslims then. Okay, inshallah. Brother and sister, the last one. Aina Hamidun. Brother, what did I say? Lesson number 4, book 1. Are you with me? Lesson number 4, book 1. Aina Hamidun, and I had told you at that time, Kharaja is a complete sentence. Now we analyze. Kharaja, fi'al, al-fa'il, mustatir. Got the idea? Aina Aminatu, Kharajat. Okay, analyze it now. Kharaja fi'al, alamatu ta'anisi, ta'is ta'anisi. And where is the fa'il? Al-Mustatir, mashallah, mashallah. Lesson number 9, Adarfu Tasiyu. Brothers and sisters, maybe we should recharge our batteries. Let us have a break. And then we will, inshallah, continue with this. Very interesting lesson. Everything is from before, combined together. Okay, brother, let's go for tea. Brothers and sisters, we are back after our break. We do now Adarfu. Adarsu Tasiyu. Lesson number 9. Now this lesson number 9 combines everything that we have done so far. It's a very beautiful lesson. We will do it slowly, slowly. You will understand everything, inshallah. Dakhala al-mudarrisul fasla. What do you see here? Dakhala al-mudarrisul fasla. Jumla failure. Fi'al fa'il maf'ulun bihi. See, in the sequence. Fi'al fa'il maf'ulun bihi. Wa wajada fihi. And what is wajada? Fi'al. Where is the fa'il? Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Yadullu ala mudaris. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yadullu ala mudaris. How will you translate? Teacher entered the classroom and found in it 15 students only. Okay, so wajada, he found. Found what? Now we have an answer. Found what? Khamsata ashara. So khamsata ashara is your mafulun bihi. Just underline it and just write down khamsata ashara mafulun bihi. In book 3, we will make a detailed analysis of all these things. Okay, brother, what is Taliban? Tamiz, mashallah. Fakat, leave it, inshallah. Fakat is also kind of, you know, the fakat word has never been used in Quran. Okay? Leave fakat as fakat. Okay? Fakala. Fa is ataf, kala. Kala, verb. Fa'il mustatir. Means he said, lahum, to them. Jar majrur. Aina tullabul jududul khamsatul ladhi ja'u amsi. Look at this, sir. Aina. But don't go in detail, brother. We'll translate only. Aina tullabu. Where are the students? Now we define the students. Al jududu. What is al jududu? Al khamsatu? Naat. Al khamsatu also naat. There are no badals here. At-tullabu, and then that is the manut. Where is the naat? Al jududu. Al khamsatu. And al-ladhina also is a naat here. Because it is describing them. Al-ladhina ja'u amsi. Brother, what is ja'u? Fi'l madi. Where is the file? Wow. What is this? What is the first form of ja'u? Ja'a. Ja'a, ja'a, ja'u, ja'at, ja'ata, That's it. We will do the letter. We'll do the balance of it later on, inshallah. We'll do these kind of verbs, we'll do it later on, inshallah.